capitalist, so yes, I'm fresh, I'm double P, D-O-double-G-Y, D-O-double-G, you see? Anybody can do that.
Robot Underpants. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of, what is this show? Robot Underpants.
Robot Underpants.
That's the show. This is Langley. Spin is here. Doesn't look like Starman's going to make it. That's all right.
Yeah.
He has a job. He's sleeping. He has a job with a J-A-W.
Reminds me of that old Eddie Murphy skit. Can I have a J-O-B if you want to be with me? This is the Motown. I'm just kind of... I'm not thinking right, even though I feel better. That I just watched that video.
What was the video?
So somebody posted this online. They're like, he kind of killed it there. And it was Justin Bieber rapping. And I didn't run away in fear. Now, okay. You know, it's like trying to have some serious conversation about like Nickelback or something, right?
But yeah, this ain't going to be serious.
He did it, but at the same time, he kind of sounded like Diddy. And I mean, I suppose you could imitate, if you could do the impression of a rapper, you know, like Snoop, yeah.
Yeah.
And you can at least keep a rhythm, you know. I mean, that doesn't necessarily make you a rapper, but yeah, I don't know.
Well, I heard you playing it right before the show, and I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, and then I told you it was Bieber, and they're like, what, huh?
Well, because I didn't know what it was. Like, it was like, okay, somebody's rapping. I wasn't like, oh, shit, son, who's that? Like, you know, I wasn't like that, but it was kind of like...
So if you Google Justin Bieber exclusive rap, and it's he was on Power 106 in L.A., so there'll be a little Power 106 FM, you know, little logo on it. And, I mean, give it a shot. I don't know. But, you know, like, how many times have you heard a certain song? Are you hurting a certain time? I mean, how many people could do, like, Eminem? Hi, my name is...
What?
Who? My name is... Or blicka, even blicka. That, like, old, you know, 1, 2, 3 into the fold. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the door. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be hard, but I don't know. I guess, you know, you just got to see if he writes stuff. But obviously, didn't he do, who did he, or was, am I thinking Jay-Z? Am I not thinking Diddy? I'm thinking Jay-Z.
That did what?
As far as who he sounds like.
Oh, I don't know who he sounds like. I didn't really. I certainly would not have guessed Justin Bieber if you said, guess who this is.
That would have been probably the last person. Test, but...
I'd have been like, that's Burt Reynolds. I don't know. That would have happened before I guessed Justin Bieber. After you said it was Justin Bieber, though, I was like, oh, well, right. That's kind of impressive, I guess. But you're saying...
Well, I mean, because all the songs like, baby, you know, it's like, come on. But don't they all do that, right? Even Britney Spears was all like... Yeah, smack, smack, popping bubblegum kind of crap, you know, like hit me baby one more time. And then she just, what? I'm legal now? Time to hoe it up.
Yeah, didn't Miley Cyrus do that too?
Yeah, there's always like this little evolution. They start out cute and then they become of age and then they just get all hoe crazy.
They get all hoe crazy and then they disappear.
And there's two words that actually define this phenomenon. Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, she's back to
town. We all remember. We all remember The Parent Trap.
Yeah.
The second one.
The remake.
The remake, right?
Not the Hayley Mills
one. She was hella cute as a little kid.
She was cute even now, older, and then she got all methed out or something. And
Right. So.
Well, you'll be able to see her in Playboy soon.
I don't, you know, you kind of got to get a little... Sure, but you're like not knowing what you're going to expect, but... Granted, I've used Photoshop since, like, version 1.5.
So you've seen everyone naked.
And I know how you can, yes, actually polish.
Polish a turd. A turd.
So.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And, well, we pretty much know what we're seeing if you piece it all together between all the paparazzi shots of her crotch and she was topless in New York Magazine or something. So
right.
It probably won't be anything we haven't seen before, but I'll look. Sure. You know, back to Bieber, his there's some girl that says she's his baby mama.
Oh, yes.
That came out today too. I don't know. It was like his first time backstage and got some chick knocked up. Some groupie, evidently. Allegedly.
I'm just fascinated by this video.
Wait, I'm not done. Now we're kicking in Japan. Kung Fu, so I'm heading for the gold. I'm sweating. I swear, oh, this reading will be oh so ready. I'm ready.
Yeah, and then the fashion's going to come along with it. And I don't know.
White guy's doing the rap thing. It just, I don't know.
Now that I know who it is, it totally sounds like him. But if I close my eyes, well, I can't see it, but he almost sounds like MC Chris.
You got to be a little unique. You got to be like third base. Remember third base?
No.
Pop goes the weasel goes pop, gas face.
No.
This was like 1989, 1990, 1991. The Cactus album.
Not
Pete
for me.
Nice. Oh, yeah, they were good.
It's never a big rap guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you listen to?
What I listen to now, or what did I listen to like in 89?
Or then?
You know, that was like, I was like in junior high, and I didn't really have a music taste for a long time until I got to like grunge in like high school. So I listened to a lot of like whatever my parents were listening to, or like the oldie station or something like that.
The oldies, right?
Yeah, that was what
I always try and reflect back on that, right? Because I have kids. So, like, all the weird stuff that my parents listened to when I was a kid. You know, we might have grown up with the oldies, right? What's an oldie? And then you got to go, okay, well, what are our kids going to be listening to that's like an oldie?
They don't call music from 30 years ago oldies. It's classic rock.
Right. Or like the 80s. 80s well, music, right?
Yeah.
Think about it. 80s, 90s, 2000, 30 years ago, yeah. You got classic rock there, and then
Classic rock would be the 70s, probably
the weird electronic. Well, then 70s were just weird. I lived through the 70s. That kind of sucked.
But when someone says classic rock, you don't think of metal from the 80s or pop from the 80s. You think of, you know, like Led Zeppelin or Boston or something, right?
There is a hip-hop station that deals with this, and it's called Backspin. It's on a satellite, and that's that, you know, classic hip-hop. That doesn't even make sense. It's like old school, that's the term.
Right.
When you're talking about rap, it's old school.
OG.
Like, what did I hear? There was a new term. There's alternative, right? And then there's modern rock. Modern rock alternative. Retro progressive. What is that?
I don't know what that is.
That's modern alternative, but retro-y?
Give me a band.
I don't know. I can't even. These are terms that I've heard on very. Because I station surf like nobody's business because I'm cool with all. Yes, I'll even been known to when I'm like, you know, pitching hay. Listen to some country, right?
It's not a euphemism. And it doesn't,
yeah. Really, that's naughty. I'm not speaking in metaphors here. No, but sometimes I'll listen to country, but I'm not terribly like enthralled with Justin Bieber's rapping ability because I like a little bit more underground stuff, like Common's coming out with a new album.
Okay.
And, this just is not stuff you hear on the radio. You know, it's not the big, you know, McDonald's rap, right?
Yeah, I mean, I will listen to terrestrial radio occasionally in the car, but usually I have my iPhone and I just, you know, I have Sirius in there. Or a lot of times I spend my time listening to Kevin Smith's podcasting network.
Right. I don't drive enough to listen to podcasts.
Yeah. I didn't used to.
Oh, yeah, We should pick this up. People are running right now. They're jogging.
They're driving their car. There's
one weirdo that's probably coding. That's it. We only have three listeners. Somebody's running right now. Somebody is driving, stuck in traffic.
Right.
Like, look at that guy in the car next to you. I know, right? Anyway, and then there's that one person that can claim, oh, I can read and listen to audio. So, you know.
Those are our three, huh? Actually, Kazo said he listened to a bunch of stuff, so he was probably coding.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so Kazo and two other people. How you doing?
What's up, guys? You should tell us what you want to hear. We can talk about anything, really.
So what have you, Langley, what have you been doing over the past week? You got down with some like little protest action, didn't you?
Since last week.
Or sightseeing or anything?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I did go over to Occupy Oakland and took some pictures of Michael Moore hanging out. I think that was last Thursday, so that would have been after the last show, yeah.
Hanging out is not a euphemism.
No. Michael Moore was kind of hanging out. But, you know, his gut. And it was, you know, it wasn't as crazy as I thought it was going to be. That was right after the madness last Tuesday when there were, you know, people being injured by police and whatnot. And that whole thing is... What's that?
Tear gas to the face.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not sure how that guy's doing, but when I was over there, they, you know, they had little posters and whatnot set up, you know, a memorial fund, not memorial, but, you know, like a fund or whatever, if you want to donate for his well-being. I don't really know how that helps, but sure.
Well, today was the day of the general strike.
Today was that.
And it seems that two banks were shut down and the port of Oakland. And that's actually a big deal because this is one of the biggest ports in America. And it also, I mentioned this a little earlier before we started the show, which was they actually had to raise the Bay Bridge to get the new cranes in because when you put the cranes on a boat at low tide, they still wouldn't clear under the bridge. So they basically jacked up an entire suspension bridge, like 3 inches.
This was years ago. You're not talking about today.
Yeah. Well, that's just the setup. So, you know, if
get
they're
the cranes
willing to,
in to the port so they can unload
if
ships.
They're willing to do that much work for a port, you know that this port is serious business.
Oh, yeah.
And, yes, Occupy protesters declare victory at shipping port. Occupy 1,000 demonstrators shut down evening operations at one of the nation's busiest ports late Wednesday, which would be today. Not necessarily the day that you're listening to this. There you go. And then a Bank of America and a Citibank, I think it was closed, or a Chase.
I'm not sure.
5-hour protest. The nation's fifth busiest shipping port. So 1 hour per busyness.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I'm actually looking at the live feed from a chopper right now. They're still going at it. I see
3,000 people had gathered at the port. Around sundown.
Right at this moment, they've climbed to the top of a building and they're hanging a massive banner across. I can't tell what the building is. And there wasn't really a whole lot of violence. Oh, actually, it looks like they might be inside the building that says Occupy Everything. There wasn't a lot of violence. There was a bit of destruction when some anarchists showed up and trashed a Whole Foods and broke some windows out of a Wells Fargo. But from what I understand, most of the Occupy people were trying to control them and stop them from doing that. So, you know, there's always always a few bad apples in the group. And I was watching when they were doing it. They were all dressed in black. They looked like a bunch of ninjas trashing at Whole Foods.
Did they have masks on?
Yeah, they were all in black. Yeah.
Did they have masks?
They had some kind of masks on. They weren't Guy Fawkes masks.
I took the kids trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And I was V for Vendetta. I was the whole mask. I was the whole thing. The hair, the hat, the daggers. And I was kind of astounded at the number of like third graders that came up to me. I was like, whoa, you're V. I'm like, wow. Yeah, no, I'm not a prude, but I'm like, third graders, that's just maybe a slightly on the younger side.
Kids grow up fast these days.
Yeah, I know. My God. I remember when. And one of the kids was actually an Assassin's Creed character. And he comes up to me and he goes, totally deadpanned. I swear to God, as serious as could be. I know an assassin when I see one.
Oh,
I'm an assassin. I was like, and I didn't do anything, right? Because I'm not going to speak, right? I don't sound like
Hugh. You stay in character.
I just kind of looked at him, put my fingers together, you know, spaced out, just like bowed sideways. the mask just like, you know, it freaks people out because it's this constant smile. You just never know what's going on. And when you tilt your head left to right, it's kind of odd.
It is freaky. That's what makes that such a great character.
And then as we were wrapping up and then the older kids were coming out, you know, a couple of them, I think there was like a couple of junior hires out there. You know how some big kids always go trick-or-treating because their excuse to get out of the house and get laid. Oh, yeah, we're going trick-or-treating, Mom. Anyway, sure. A couple of them like looked at me knowingly like, yeah,
they just thought you were an older kid.
Right, right.
Which isn't far from the truth, really. But, you know,
did you hack the Gibson, man? Anyway, so I don't know. I mean, I didn't know what to expect. Just because you don't know if somebody sees it, they only associate that mask with, like, you know, oh my God, you're a cyber hacker.
Right.
Or if they get it from the movie, or if they even understand that there's a holiday, which is coming up, the 5th of November.
The 5th of November, isn't there supposed to be some stuff going down for that?
National Bank Transfer Day.
Oh, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was the day they were Occupy or Anonymous was going to shut down Wall Street or something.
No, well, there was that old Facebook myth, but no, apparently that's when everybody is encouraged to transfer money from their banks and close their accounts and bring it into a credit union or into a local bank.
Well, if I had any money in there, maybe I would.
So, yeah.
I'm doing my part by spending all my money.
Did you do anything? Yeah. Did you do anything on Halloween?
I didn't. I didn't do anything the whole weekend, really.
Do people trick-or-treat in apartment complexes?
You know, that was a weird thing. When I came home, so Halloween was Monday. I came home from work. Where was I? I just got something to eat. Anyway, I walked in the building, and there was like a sign kind of scrawled in crayon on the wall that said, trick-or-treating in apartment 308 or whatever, some number. And I was just kind of like, that's kind of creepy. Like,
I know.
Like, what kid's going to come into an apartment building, then go up to the third floor or whatever, and just disappear?
I mean, it's probably most people think about it from the suburban viewpoint. But you and I actually live at completely opposite ends of you're like the inner city, and I'm like the sticks.
Yeah.
Was
there a lot of trick-or-treating in the sticks? Because that's where I grew up in the sticks, and there wasn't.
Well, so there's three types of neighborhoods in the sticks, right? There's the sticks where I live, where you don't have sidewalks, you don't have a dirt road, and you maybe have three neighbors.
Yeah.
And you'd probably not be able to wander around out there because you'd trip, fall into a ditch, or get killed by a coyote. And then you've got the neighborhoods that are kind of suburban-y, where they might have a curb, but take a regular neighborhood and like every fourth house, that's how many houses there are. So it's like house, lots of space for, and then that's kind of cool because that gets a little old-timey where somebody will like throw a bunch of people in the back of a pickup truck or somebody will like tow an ATV trailer and throw some hay on it and it's a big hoo-ha and everyone's just kind of creeping down the middle of the street, jumping out. And then those people that, you know, live out in the like mid-sticksy area, that's a little bit more furnished, if you will. They'll really do up the haunted houses. I mean, yeah, we put a pumpkin on our porch just because. Not like anyone would see it except maybe the mailman or the UPS man if they had to come up to, you know, FedEx driver dropping something off.
Right.
Maybe some neighbor comes over for something, but not likely. And then, of course, you have the suburbs where people just kind of get bussed in.
Right.
Which is what we did. We went to the in-laws neighborhood.
That's what we used to do.
Normal and too many freaking kids. God, I have kids. I wouldn't want to live in that neighborhood. Just off the charts. If I drive over one more piece of chalk, man.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we lived in the sticks, and it was like our house, neighbor to the right, neighbor to the left, and there wasn't a whole lot of trick-or-treating going on. But
did you have hay rides?
Yeah, absolutely. My dad would do it. We used to do Halloween parties. My parents would have Halloween parties when I was really young because they were still like in their 30s, right? And so they would have people come over, and my dad had his tractor and do a hayride, or you know, sometimes it was a truck or whatever, like you said, and drive around the neighborhood, and that was about it. But yeah, they'd take us to my grandparents' house, you know, for actual trick or treating in the burbs, you know. So
and there were lots of phone it in trick or treat destinations where there would be like a bucket of candy on the porch.
Oh yeah.
With a sign, please take one if you dare. Mwah. And I'm like, come on. That probably works for the little kids, right? With the parents lingering out of the curb, but
yeah,
it's all gone.
And I was talking to a buddy of mine kind of about this too. He lives by himself in the burbs where there would be trick or treating, and he was like, I didn't do anything. I didn't hand out candy, and people were, you know, people were asking him, why aren't you doing it? And he's like, because it's just weird. And it is weird if you're just like a single guy in a house handing out candy. And it speaks about something for the times we live in, I think, you know, where even if he put out like a bowl of candy that said, take one if you dare, you're still, it's like the first thing I think of is, yeah, sure. As soon as like some kid gets sick or something, they're going to be over here going,
happening on Halloween and not some other random day. If it happens on some other random day, then you got problems.
Yeah, if it's just like Tuesday. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, happy Tuesday, November like 8th.
Have some candy if you dare.
Happy April 17th day.
Yeah, you're driving around in a van with no windows. Have some candy. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like you live in the burbs, you live in the sticks. And living out in the sticks, we kind of talked about this too, about the CB stuff. I don't know. We always, when I was older, we had CBs because we didn't have cell phones at that point. So it was like, I was old enough to drive, and most of our friends, you know, we were all old enough to drive. So, you know, to kill a night, we would, well, there were two games we'd play with the cars. One was using the CB, and the other one was just driving around and see who could collect the most driveway reflectors from anywhere. You know what I'm talking about, those little reflector things that go at the end of the
I'm trying to figure out why we all have those. I didn't. Well, and then I noticed everybody else did, and I'm like, I guess I should. I mean, it's not like this is blizzard country where we get 10,
right.
You know, 10 feet of snow and, you know, 2 inches of visibility. I know where the driveways are. Why do people put reflectors at the end of their driveway?
Is it dark when you're coming home and it's easier to find your driveway?
Maybe. But I don't. Maybe I don't.
For, I mean, for us, yeah, we got a lot of snow, so we had those, so you could find your driveway like in the day or night when there was a lot of snow, and then, you know, sometimes they lined up the sides of the driveway so you could.
By the way, I'm fascinated with no trespassing signs in odd places. So, like, some people put up no trespassing signs because they're maybe on a corner, and I can kind of see why. But then there are people that are like on the side of a road that's like 50 miles per hour. Right?
Oh, yeah, where no one's going to stop.
Hidden behind bushes and fences, and they plaster no trespassing signs. And so there was a house that was up the street. They put up a gate. You know, they had a fenced-in, you know, property, and they just threw up a sliding gate. I'm like, fine, I know they've got dogs and stuff. Putting up a gate's not really weird because you've got farm animals, and maybe you just don't want them to roam out into the street, especially sure. when it's a fast street. But then all of a sudden, really ominous no trespassing signs showed up. Now, obviously, it's everyone's right to put up signs, whatever, say keep out. But what exactly prompts somebody in an odd location to throw up a sign like that?
Where there's clearly no problem of trespassing.
No, I can't even imagine how somebody would trespass or who would trespass. So I haven't figured
out. Yeah, and I remember as a kid, again, growing up where I grew up, a lot of times I would just, you know, wander around in the woods across the street and just, you know, spend a day hiking around, doing whatever, exploring.
I mean, do people do that? Do they just, like, walk out their backyard and keep going?
Well, I would, but it was, but I would find those no trespassing signs.
Generic, you know, there are generic property fences.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'd be in the middle of the woods, and I'd see a no trespassing sign in the middle. Like, there's nothing around, like, and which just made me even more creeped out, because I'd be like, whoa, whose is this, first of all? And are they watching in the middle of the woods? Like, I don't know. It would just always kind of creep me out when I'd see any kind of evidence of human beings out there. It would creep me out because, like, there's nothing out here.
Right.
Like, ugh.
And you mentioned the CB, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess a little backstory on that. I just got a CB for the Jeep with Bluetooth, which cracked me up.
Well, how does that work then? Does it work like the microphone?
No, yeah, but the micro, for a minute, I didn't even think about it. So truthfully, I don't care about Bluetooth. I just wanted a black and white, a black and blue thing. And my car is all black, black inside, black outside. I like blue lights inside cars, fine. And I don't like silver stuff. And it was, unfortunately, you know, more money. So I did a lot of hunting so I could make sure that I could buy it for the cost of the non-Bluetooth model, which I did. Because I'm an evil shopper. I'm good at it. And the way that it works is the push to talk is null and void. So basically it's like a speakerphone. So yes, hit the button on the microphone for Bluetooth and then boom, it will be Bluetooth and then you can just talk on your phone. So yeah, to have a wireless or a hands-free conversation over Bluetooth through your iPhone by way of a CB radio is really freaking meta.
Yeah, that's kind of. I'm trying to imagine even how that works.
I don't know. Let's just find. You know, it's like, you know, we both use IRC still to this day.
Yeah, to the like an hour ago.
We can play video games with our brains while in IRC, being like, "Yo, did you see that?" So,
huh?
But it's fun. I fired it up. I was listening to all the truckers. That was
so.
Just...
So with the Bluetooth, then you're just listening, or is the mic always keyed and you talk whenever?
No, the mic is always keyed. It basically turns into just a standard. You know, there's millions of them on the market. You know, just a Bluetooth speakerphone thing. You push a button and then boom, it's on speaker.
Oh. Okay.
And you hear the call over the speaker of the mic.
Oh, okay. It's not like an earpiece.
Yeah, and then the microphone. Hopefully, it's hanging up and not like on the floor of your truck or whatever.
Gotcha. Okay. Interesting.
And then you can have calls with people on your, you know, the wife calls. Hello. How about you, buddy? You got your head on? Come on, we need to hit up the store and get some more egg and butter there. Break, back in out like a mud dog. Break.
What's up, Big Mama? Yeah. But you grew up with CBs.
Well, I grew up with CBs as like a 20-something.
Right, yeah, me
and
too.
Well after the 70s, right? So the CB radio thing was just like a thing of yesterday. So it was this weird social network of like young kids that were just cruising around with their cars, bored, in the burbs. And this is in Silicon Valley. Talking smack, doing fox hunts. Fox hunts are like hide-and-go-seek, but with CB radios, one guy would hide and key up. And then everybody else would be scouted around, and they'd have to triangulate with their radios, which is funny because that's what cops do. You see like a triangle of antennas on a cop car. That, you know, that's for when banks get robbed. There's transmitters in the money, and they triangulate the signal to find it. So here are kids doing this, right, triangulating the signal of their friend who's hiding and try and find them. Yeah, I think it was a good life skill to have.
Yeah, we weren't quite that. I mean, we would kind of use that too because we'd be able to see what the signal was when they transmitted, but we would ask questions and they'd give us like clues or hints to where they were hiding. We'd see their car, and if we got closer, we would whip packets of ketchup at them and then tag them, and they'd be it. So we'd be like,
and then you'd become the next fox,
the next one to hide or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, it's important when you're out on trails and you live there, it's like a very basic free form of communication. It has no infrastructure. Will I get a ham radio eventually? Yeah, I've just been lazy and I haven't gotten my license yet for that.
Yeah, I've been looking into that too.
I mean, that's the legit stuff. That's, you know, there is no infrastructure. There is no Twitter that can go down.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
That really bugs me when people put all of their faith in like a corporate-run network that has fail points.
Into something that needs a plug.
Or they think that, look at this new emergency device using Twitter for it. Yeah, it's a good help.
Oh, yeah.
But didn't help people on the ground. That actually happened. I think Twitter went, something happened, and Twitter had a power failure, and then the backup generators came on, and then it happened again. The backup generators then failed. So it was like this multiple redundant failure. If that happens in a disaster or an emergency, guess what? Your social thing means dick.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the crazy old guys with the ham radios and stuff are like getting the message out. And there's actually a lot of cool stuff. There's like, you know, like GPS tracking and things like that, APRS, and it is actually rather fascinating. You know, learn it before you're an old guy.
Before the disaster hits.
Yeah, well, there's that too. So, but it makes sense for being out here. You know, got a simple 5-foot antenna.
Do you?
Yeah, it's on the back. My clearance is 9 feet, so I have to hit it every time I go into the garage. But, you know, good on trails. Good for convoys, a bunch of you going out into the wilderness. It does work. You know, there's rules as far as how radio waves travel and all of that, but, you know, it's a thing.
Wait, you're talking about ham or you're talking about CB?
Oh, well, generally, both, really.
There's a lot of rules for ham.
CB is a little bit more AM radio-esque where, you know, you can be next to something. You be in a building, and you'll have a lot more...
It's less about issues. Less about rules as etiquette really with CB.
Oh well, no, there is etiquette and rules. Like profanity is not allowed, right? But what does that mean?
Yeah, right.
You know, it all depends how the how aggro the FCC is in your area. Ham connects to a repeater station up on a hill, and then it transmits the signal. You got much further distance, and all sorts of other stuff with ham. It's just a whole different can of worms.
And then there's shortwave.
Oh, yeah, that's the crazy. I'm talking to Australia. Those guys are hardcore.
Those guys are hardcore. Do you have to take a class for that, too?
I don't know. I've never paid attention to how shortwave.
See, I don't think you do, because I remember my cousin had shortwave radio as a kid, and I know he didn't take a class.
Let's look it up.
But I don't know if he was, you know, talking to anyone or just listening. Maybe he was just listening. Yeah, because you like bounce it off the stratosphere and shit.
Well, when you're, yeah, I mean, getting your standard, you know, ham license, you get on all the UHF and VHF bands, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to do Morse code anymore like you did back in the day.
You don't have to do that on test?
No. It used to be. There were all sorts of different
I thought you did, because I kind of looked at...
Not anymore.
A sample test.
That recently. Went away.
Oh, okay. Maybe not.
Like, technician class was like the first tier of license, and then there was, I think, a technician class that required Morse code and all of that. And then, yeah, a technician class, I think, can now get on 80, 40, 15, 10 meters. And then advanced class is probably where the hardcore stuff comes in.
Hmm.
Most people, I think, can get around with a tech with a ham license or a technician class, and it's fine. And it's easy. Lots of study places. You just got to go take a test. You know, you have the internet. You can learn anything you want to, damn it.
Well, you can go to the website and download a sample test and study it.
Yeah, and plus it's good to understand that kind of theory. I'm just really big on people actually learning stuff that's beyond just, well, I run a, you know, do something, get a license. Go study hard things.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's
go study tried and true things.
I'd rather study ham radio than, you know, algebra.
Right.
But that's just me. You know, some people would rather do algebra. All right. Well, if you wanna leave us a message, you can email us robotunderpants42@gmail.com.
I keep forgetting about that.
I keep forgetting
about that. Yes, but don't use Gmail on your iPhone.
Can you?
No, it's embarrassing. Google released Gmail for the iPhone, and it was so bad. Everybody took a crap on it, and then finally they withdrew.
They took it back.
Out of the App Store, because it was so bad, and it had errors, and it was just... Google's just been screwing up lately. Well, I maintain that Google and Google Plus and all that stuff, it's not really a Google product. It's Microsoft totally trolling us.
Could be that. Or that, you know... Google just kind of starts something, throws it out there, and then gets feedback to work on it instead of, like, giving us something that works.
Yeah, I don't know. Microsoft is sitting up there on, you mad, bro? Drive. You mad, bro? Boulevard. Laughing. I don't know.
Could be.
They're no better. Go out there and find the behind the scenes before we go. Go out there and read the behind the scenes about how the Courier tablet, that, like, two-screen folding iPad-like thingy, was killed. Amazing, because basically you had one guy that was from the Xbox side of the world, which is, you know, something cool, and then you had like the dorks over in the Office and Exchange and the money side of the world, and they won out, and Bill Gates was like, we gotta go Windows. I'll bet you the Courier could have cleaned up with the iPad if they had listened to the Xbox dude, but I don't know.
I saw the Sony's little folding tablet thing. It's all right.
Yeah. So we'll see.
I'm not a fan of the split screen like that. I mean, the thing's only this big. It's only like the size of a DS anyway.
And I thought it was bigger than that.
And then you unfold it, and it's twice as big, obviously, but the screen is still... It's got a big split down the middle, so it's kind of like, I don't know.
Right. So robotunderpants42@gmail.com?
Yeah, I think that's it. We'll go with that. Oh. I sort of feel like I must have done robotunderpants@gmail.com and then forgot the password or something, because I can't imagine someone's got that. But I couldn't recover it. I couldn't recover the password, so I just made another one.
Are we on Twitter?
We are, robotunderpants.
Oh, and also personal, I'm Spin.
I'm Langley.
There, it works. All right.
You can tweet us.
And if you're one of the three listeners and you'd like us to go deep and explore a subject, then let us know.
Yeah, if you want to listen to me be confused while Eric talks about cyber genetics or something, sure.
We need to get Brad on the show, who is living in the middle of like the Pacific Ocean, dealing with chickens all our way around them, roosters. See, I think he sent me a link of how to control chickens, and one involves putting a sock on its head. Have you ever done that with a small dog, taking a sock and put it on its head and watch the dog freak out?
Yeah, or like on its
It sometimes can be hard. With a small dog, can you imagine chasing a chicken around to put a sock on its head? I don't know.
Is that a euphemism?
Sock your cock.
Rock if out you with your cock
are sock. In a zone that allows male chickens.
Yeah, I guess. That one was
taught specifically.
Oh, by the way, just real quick about Occupy stuff. Tonight's South Park was about Occupy.
Oh, I got to check it out.
It was all right. It wasn't as good as I thought it was going to be, but it was all right.
Oh, it'll beat Beavis and Butthead, though, that's for sure.
Oh, my God, that's unwatchable.
Yeah, we live in a South Park era. They got to step it up. They actually probably could light stuff on fire now.
Oh, did you watch the first episode of that?
Oh, no. I just heard about it.
Oh, yeah, it was bad. Bad.
All right.
All right, till next time. This is Langley.
And I'm Spin. It's Spin. Feeling better.
Feeling better. Good, glad you're feeling better. And sounding better.
Thank you.
See you next week.